just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this Hump Day Wednesday, January 15th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The odds makers have put out the spread for betting on the Lions to win against the Washington Commodores. I have a hard time saying that. Washington Redskins. This Saturday, on a short week for Washington, who just won on Monday night, barely kicking a field goal at the buzzer to win it 23-20, they eliminated the Minnesota Vikings. This is going to be a great game on Saturday night. But the odds makers are pretty confident that the Lions, the top seed, division winner, first week bye, had time to rest up, heal up, get some people back onto the playing field, are going to beat the lowest seed Washington team by at least 9.5 points. Well, a few sports writers have come out and said, take the spread. The Lions will win by more than 9.5. Give them the points. Give 9.5 points to Washington out of the gate. So when the game starts, folks, Washington has 9.5 points. The Lions will cover the spread, predicting at least a 2, possibly 3 touchdown victory spread over Washington. So we shall see. I'm not that positive. Two things. I know it's a short week. They played on Monday. Now they got to play on Saturday. They don't even get a full week to rest. It is a night game. So that gives them a few more hours to prepare, rest up, heal up, whatever. They have to travel to Detroit, which probably, if I was them, I would be in Detroit already. I would be in the hotel rooms. I'd be getting the same exact routine going right now to their biological clocks. I would get them ready to play Saturday night. They'd already be in Detroit. That's number one. Number two, this rookie quarterback, he does not know that he can't win. He does not know the Lions because they've never played them. This Washington team has got some good receivers for this guy to throw to, a pretty good running back combo, and one heck of a defense. They held the Minnesota Vikings to 20. Now, I know Detroit held them to 9 the previous week, but I'm not so confident that the Lions are going to cover the spread. 9.5 points to 0 at kickoff? No, I'm not willing to take that bet. Besides, I don't bet anyway, but I'm just saying. Going to be interesting. Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital is going to be in the house in the next segment. If you have any questions for him, I know there's a couple leftover questions from last week. Send them to me right now, and we'll ask Dr. Jeff in the next segment. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment here on this Hump Day Wednesday. Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, do you have any leftovers for us, some additional reading research you did regarding treating cancer with ivermectin? Any final thoughts you want to wrap up? Because we kind of ran short last week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just that I'm, you know, kind of looking now to try to get some cases and to do some case case reports on it. Like I said, that's in the grand scheme of things, whether it's a double-blinded study, we talked about different levels of study and things
right.
like that, but sure. at least that's where things start at. Actually, the funny, if you want a lot of people, and especially listen like for Patriot CBD and listening to the people using holistic medicine, things like that, ivermectin comes from a fungus. See if I remember this correct. A fungus or a mold? I think it was a mold that they found on a golf course in Japan. Is where they found this mold at, and that's what happened. These microbiologists will go and have these conferences, and then, you know, they'll get together and they'll talk from all these different companies and things, and then they immediately go back to their hotel rooms and take petri dishes and try to scrape off anything somebody might have brought from their other place.
Okay.
In the big competition for finding these things.
So basically, after the conference, they went out to play golf. And the guy hit a bad shot. He was looking for his ball, and he found this old golf ball that was covered in this funky-looking fungus mold something and said, you know what? I'm going to take that back to my hotel room and put it in a Petri dish.
Oh, yeah. They do all kinds of stuff like that. Another fun one is – now, that one, like I said, ivermectin has been around forever. So the That's the story I've been told. Now, the one I do know is the flea collar, the bear flea collar, and I just completely blanked on my brain, celestial collars. The compound that is in that they found comes from a bacterium that grows around the old rum distilleries in Jamaica and in the Caribbean. Is where they found that drug at. So
no way.
Oh yeah, it's interesting. There are things that, you know, and people talk about like, oh, I don't want to take plant stuff because I'm like, you know what? A vast majority of our medicine comes from plants. Now, granted, the plant. I'll give you an exact example, one that I've actually personally had experience with. There's a lot of people that are take, you know, you'll take like Prozac or clonazepamine, you know, or some of them call them serotonin reuptake inhibitors, you know, some kind of anti-anxiety drugs and things like that. The granddaddy of all of those is St. John's wort, which is an herb, and people will, and they started taking the herb, had an effect, and then people like, huh, all right. Now, the difference is, The St. John's wort is very dirty, okay? It's got a lot of side effects to it because there's a lot of other compounds in there as well. Plus, it's also a little bit more and become neurotoxic and have issues with it. So what they do is they take it, find the parent molecule that's having the effect, and then try to tease it out and enhance the good effects while suppressing whatever bad effects that it has. But yeah, a lot of our stuff, permethrins, which is one of our insecticides, comes from chrysanthemum flowers. So,
unbelievable.
World is amazing.
Got a text message from Kelly in Wolverine. My 12-year-old American Eskimo toy poodle is full of molds that always kind of scab over with a moist black coating that develops about a week or so after I give her a bath. Mm-hmm. Also, she's completely blind now. She's elderly. She's 12. But she said, can Jeff tell me what's causing these moist black scabs after a week or so after she gives her a bath?
Okay. Well, probably what you're looking at, and again, without seeing it, you know, or having my hands on it, I'm making an educated guess.
Right.
But poodles and like Bichons and Malteses tend to get I call them dog moles or dog warts. Really, the technical thing is a sebaceous adenoma. And this is a benign growth of the sebum glands, or these are the oil glands that are at the base of each hair shaft. Sure. And they will become, they call it hyperplastic, or they'll start growing and becoming bigger. Okay. They're, it's not a cancer. They're not malignant. They don't, you know, cause problems. Honestly, I think the groomers remove more of them than I do. you know, and, but that's what they are. They're pretty much, and they can get big enough that they can start to ooze some serum, you know, or some, and onto the surface, and it can get nasty. It can get sticky.
Yeah.
And also the dogs will sometimes scratch at them. And when they scratch at them, then they can get them bleeding, and then they can get infected and things like that. So,
okay.
Usually I don't do a whole lot with them unless they're in an area that they're going to cause a problem, or they're getting big and the dog's scratching at them all the time.
Then at that point you'd remove them.
Yep. Removal depends on how big they are and where they're at. We freeze them. A lot of times I'll just go ahead and just freeze them. So sometimes they get big enough that we have to give them a little sedation and do a little surgical removal. They're only skin deep. I mean, they're not even through the skin. So
it's if you freeze them topically, they just basically freeze the cells and die off, basically?
Yeah. Yep. It's basically like if you go to the dermatologist and they freeze a wart or something like that.
Oh, gotcha. Same concept. Okay.
Same stuff.
I got another question for you from one of your actual customers, client, Captain Jeff down in Cedarville.
Mm-hmm.
He brings you his three male Texas healers.
Yep.
They're patients of yours. Well, recently, I think this is the younger one, the 5-year-old. He's taking to urinating on furniture and objects in the house when they're left at home alone. All our brothers from the same parents, and they're not fixed. We're thinking that maybe he's trying to assert himself as being the pack leader. If that's the case, what can I do to stop it?
Yes. That's what's happening. So you've got male dogs, and particularly neutered male dogs, and you've got more than one of them. Yeah, they're peeing on, this is mine and this is mine, and you know. So
right, and I'm the alpha male of this group, and I'm going to pee on you guys to show you who I am. Okay, so what? How in the heck do you fix that?
Well, the one way to fix it would be to neuter them. Okay, but if these are dogs that you want to breed, obviously, we can't do that.
Sure.
What I would recommend doing, and I would even kind of recommend doing for this, because if you've got three dogs, especially three males, and they're getting to be about this age, I would be really worried about a dog fight. I don't know. I grew up, I'm an only child, but I have friends that had brothers, and with any siblings, there's only a matter of time.
Yeah, before he blows up.
Before there's a dominance challenge and there's going to be a big blow up. And I would, the other way you can just crate them, you know, or have a kennel outside. So you're gone, they put them outside, and you know, that way they can come and go, enjoy the fresh air. And then, you know, when you come home, let them in. When I used to live by myself and I had my German Shepherds, that's what I did, because I would be gone so long through for the day working and nobody was there to let them out. I had an outdoor kennel, obviously with a run into the garage so they could, you know, come back and forth. And when I left work, put them outside in their pen, give them their food, give them their water, and come home from work, let them out of the pen. You know, they run around, they come in the house with me. So, but yeah, that's what's going on. You've probably got you've got some behavioral marking. Well, I would be so either neuter them or go ahead and just contain him so he can't. And the side effect of also containing him, or the other benefit, is you're not going to have a big old dog fight.
Right. So. He comes back. Dr. Jeff definitely has it figured out. The same dog tends to fight with the others, so it's already starting. One thing, I know Jeff's home, I've been there, I visited with him, had dinner with him. Maybe it would be a situation where if he's going to be gone for, you know, a few hours, putting him out in the garage where at least he's protected from the wind and the rain, snow or whatever, put him a bed out there, or maybe like you say, a cage, a crate, to contain them. But, you know, the biggest problem I have is that those crates seem to, I feel like I'm doing harm to the animal. Yeah. It's abuse of an animal, putting them in a cage or a crate like that. Is that a false narrative?
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand. And now, one, it depends on how you're using it, too. Any tool can be misused, okay?
Okay.
I mean, that's just, you know, period. Now, remember, you've got to think like a dog, not think like a person. Now, if you had a person, yeah, cramming them in a small cage like that, it's not very good. But dogs are naturally denning creatures, okay?
Okay.
So, and every dog should be crate trained because, if anything, they might have to be boarded somewhere, so they're going to have to know how to be in a kennel. Or they might get sick and hospitalized, and I'm going to have them in a crate. And really, the last place to learn how to be crate trained is when they're sick and in the hospital, you know?
Not feeling good.
Not feeling well. My dogs, when I was down in Battle Creek and I had the whole kennel, they would go in crates. Some of them were out, but a lot of them were in crates, namely because I didn't want a dog fight. Sure. So I know they're safe and they can't get into anything. But, you know, sometimes you couldn't find the dog. I'm like, where's the dog at? He's laying in his crate. You know, because it becomes a safe, depending on how you use it, you got to use it right, okay?
Right,
don't use it as a form of punishment. You know, like bad dog go in your crate. Well, yeah.
Then not good.
Yeah. Feed the dog in the crate. Associate the dog with good things. Another nice thing, too, is if you got a dog and then you've got a young child, teach the young child that the crate is off limits. So when the dog's had it with the kid, you know, he can go into the crate. That's his refuge, and to not bother the dog in there. So
got it. So actually, it's kind of a feeling, since, like you mentioned, they feel like a denning creature. It almost gives them like comfort to be, you know, in a safe space, somewhat small, their own space, knowing nobody's going to mess with them or touch them. They could actually feel safe there and possibly do some really good resting while they're in there, not feeling threatened by the outside.
And they're safe. They're not getting into stuff. You know, like even if you left them in a garage, you got to worry, okay, did he get into the mortar oil? Did he get into the antifreeze? Did he get into, you know, whatever?
Yeah. Jeff just texted back. Oh, yeah, Randy, if I put him in the garage, he'd hose down the garage for me.
Yeah. yep.
Got it. Okay, it sounds like this 5-year-old needs to be in a crate when Jeff leaves the house.
Yep.
Yeah, that would probably be the best solution. I'm not sure if he's breeding them or not, but I'm assuming he's probably maybe is, because, you know, he's never neutered them, so maybe that's the case. So, okay, I got another one for you real quick.
Sure.
Dog refuses to go out in the cold weather to go to the bathroom. I literally have to carry her outside and force her to do it. What should I buy her a coat? What should I do?
That would probably help. I mean, it depends on what kind of dog it is. I mean, if it's a little itty-bitty dog.
Yeah.
You know, if you get some of these, like, little itty-bitty purse dogs.
Yeah.
It's so cold outside. I mean, especially because you're supposed to get really cold here this upcoming weekend.
Sure.
And I've known they make doggy litter boxes. And just saying, you know, some of the little ones, but like the bigger ones, if they got a short, tight hair coat like you'd find on like a boxer or a Doberman or something like that, I'd probably put a coat on when it's really cold out. Might be the feet, too. If you get them trained to use boots, maybe that might do it, too.
Excellent. Snow boots for the dogs.
Sure.
Got it. All right, Jeff, we appreciate you, man. good luck and safe travels to that conference. Looking forward to hearing about it next week.
All righty. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, buddy. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.